This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
Hi, and welcome back to Pick of the Bunch. Today, I am joined by a very special guest all the way from the US, Kira. Kira is our social media manager, and in this episode, Kira is going to share some of our favorite Instagram tips and tricks, from how to build an engaged community to how to grow our audience and what sort of imagery really work on Instagram. So enjoy this one. I certainly did recording it.
Hi, Kira. Thanks so much for being here at our headquarters.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here.
It's awesome to have Kira. Kira flew in all the way from the US just for you, the listeners, so we can share some Instagram strategy.
Yes, I can't wait to share with you.
And I think Kira is loving your alter ego, Shara, is totally loving Australia. So I'm not sure
beautiful if she country. Will agree.
But you have a good time here.
Absolutely. It's been so good.
Now, let's get straight into some Instagram tips. Now, Kira has been managing our social media channels for a long time now. And so we thought it would be probably good to get some Instagram tips from someone who is actually doing this every single day across Basic Bananas, Ocean Lovers, The Business Hood, and some of our clients.
Yeah.
So should we start a little bit with why Instagram, why it's such a good tool for business, and also who it's good for?
Yes. So personal favorite is Instagram. It's a beautiful portrayal of your business visually. And Instagram and Facebook are now together, and so they use the same advertising tools. So if you're advertising on Facebook, it'll also show on Instagram. With over 500 million users and 300 million users actively every day, it's a great platform to be on for small businesses and all business owners.
Yeah, so what Kira also mentions with the advertising platform, we obviously use Facebook advertising a lot for most of our businesses, and also now Instagram for most of our businesses. And of course, as with any social media tool, if your market is there, you want to be there. Now, how do you know if your market is there? You ask them.
Yes.
You find out if they're there. If your market is not there, if your market are elderly people, maybe, then maybe Instagram is not exactly your tool. But if your market is there, you totally want to be there. Should we talk a little bit, maybe first, about how to grow a following?
Yes.
And then also, you are using so many cool hacks and tricks and tools.
Yes.
Maybe you can share our behind the scenes. So this episode here is obviously a little bit of a behind the scenes episode, so you can see how we do things here at Basic Bananas. So maybe just start sharing whatever you feel like
absolutely.
Is super valuable.
So one of my first tips that I always want to recommend to businesses that I see a lot, that their profile isn't actually optimized to be a business profile. And this is actually a quick little switch in your settings. And this will allow you to put a phone number, a location, and an email in the click of a button on the top of your profile, which is really important. And I also encourage businesses to utilize that one link at the very top of your profile. You can put your business website, but you always want to switch it up. We definitely do that with Basic Bananas. We always have our tips and tricks and different tools, and we change that link up so we provide value that, you know, our followers can click that link and go to something different each week.
And actually, you do that really well. So that's actually a clickable link. So when you share something like this episode will be on Instagram, rather than just putting it in the post only where it's not clickable, you say, look in, what do you always say? Like link in bio.
Look, you know, tap up above, and that link we use, a tool I would recommend that we use for Basic Bananas and all of our other businesses is Bitly, and it shortens that link so that it doesn't look, you know, cleans up your profile a lot more. It doesn't show that long link. It just makes it concise, and you can also utilize that across other channels as well, that same link.
I love Bitly. It's a link shortener. What, in terms of your profile up at the top there under the business name, what would you tell someone that is listening? What should they put there?
So
that's obviously a very important space, right?
Absolutely, yes. You want to make sure that it is a very strong section that says your key search terms. So for Basic Bananas, it would say small business, marketing, like, what are people going to search for you? Because that is actually, it will be a searchable part in your profile.
Yeah, exactly. What else? So that's already a
yes.
great start.
Another thing I would definitely, like, you have to make sure that your Instagram is reflective of your brand. So locating your style guide and really understanding your fonts, the colors you use, your brand's voice, and how you can tie that in to your Instagram. One awesome tool that we use is called Preview, and this is a phone app that you can upload any pictures or videos and plan out the whole month or week of what your Instagram feed is going to look like. And it also gives you the option to set reminders. So if you want to plan out the whole month, you can set reminders for each day to let you post it for you.
What's the tool called?
Preview.
Oh, that's the Preview. Yeah. And also for anyone listening, so, you know, Kira mentions a style guide. I know most of you probably don't have that just yet, but if you ask your designer, or normally when you work with a really good designer, we here at the business is our branding agency, and we always, with every logo design, every new logo design, we also include a style guide. And it's really quite a simple, you know, a simple tool that your designer can make for you, and it just includes the sort of colors that you use, it includes the fonts, what sort of images you want to use to represent your brand. And it's important to have that, because then you have that consistency. So that's what you're referring to.
Absolutely,
right? Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. So going on to the next point is, this was one of the best things that happened with our brand Ocean Lovers. We created this excitement behind our brand even way before the product was even launched. And by that, we did little sneak peeks and we did education throughout what we stand for. So Ocean Lovers, we teach a lot about sustainability and about the ocean and how these people can get involved. An example for how we did the sneak peek is, before we launched our wetsuits with the pineapples, we started doing little pictures and little ideas about the pineapple on the feed, and to get our audience really excited and start guessing and talking. And that was really
that
fun.
That was actually really cool. Sort of, you did the sort of seeding, and then when the product came out, everyone was really excited about it.
Exactly.
You know, quickly, I want to throw this in here too, because when we spoke in the beginning about how good these tools can be for you, with Ocean Lovers, as you mentioned, we didn't really have a product before we already had our social channels going really strong before we even had a product.
Yes.
And by the time we had a product, people were already engaged and interested. And something else that obviously you can use these channels for, and Instagram especially, also one thing that we did here is we built a community around this brand, like Ocean Lovers, but also Basic Bananas. And now when we do something like the Ocean Awareness Program or a beach cleanup, people want to be part of it because they feel engaged. You know, one other thing actually we forgot to mention too is, why does
so many great points.
Amazing
thing. I know. For
this is a super behind the scenes stuff here. So for the business hood, our branding agency, we actually hired an incredible team member recently, Martina, because she found us through Instagram. She is very visual, obviously, because, you know, she's interested in the branding. So luckily she is very visual. And so she found us on Instagram,
so cool.
Looked at our feed, and then applied for a job. And she's perfect, because she already had a picture of who we are here because of the imagery that we're sharing. Awesome. What else have we got?
I love that. So bringing back to that community point is really how important engagement is. Social media is a social platform. You have to be there with your audience and create engaging. The best way I put this is, how can you make your picture come more to life than just that picture?
Mm-hmm.
What can you utilize in your copy? Maybe you want to tell a story in that copy down below, or the writing down below your picture, the copy. Maybe you want to invite conversations or ask questions with your audience. And see what they have to say, because there's so much that you'll actually learn about your audience in this process, which is amazing. And
yeah, it's a great research tool.
It really
right?
is.
Yeah.
You really learn a lot about your audience.
What do you think are some of the best posts that you have created across any channel, the ones that you think that get the most engagement? Because that's really ultimately what we want, right?
Yes. So our little video clips and the boomerangs, you know, those fast little dancey gifts, they're kind of like the behind the scenes. And it really gets our people talking and wondering, like, oh, how can I get involved a little bit more? Like, I love, you guys look like you're having so much fun. Those are really fun. And the video little clips that we have are really engaging as well. Especially, for example, with Ocean Lovers, when we did the clips of us, like, outside doing work in the with the ocean, people just love that and want to get involved.
So behind the scenes,
behind the scenes, I definitely think are the most. And then, you know, the images that this, I think this kind of brings me to the next point, is really having strong, beautiful images. Those are ones that just do really well. So
how do you judge, like, if when it goes,
I know
for me, it's like, you know, some listeners might look at some images and go, is this Instagram worthy or not? How do you know?
So it's funny because Instagram has become, you know, it used to be just you upload whatever pictures you have on your phone. It's actually become this beautiful feed of photography now. Like, people actually have professional photos and share their albums. And you kind of just have to see the photos that will, what will catch somebody's eye when they're scrolling through a feed. It's obviously not going to necessarily be a black and white photo. It's definitely going to be something bright, like crystal clear and very colorful. Maybe that's something that's like moving, but there are so many great apps that you can utilize, even on your phone, if you're not a professional photographer, that I recommend that you play around with on photos.
Which ones do you like? Do you want to recommend?
Yes. So my two favorites are VSCO, and it's actually spelled VSCO. They're amazing.
I love that one too.
It's so good. They also have, you can do it from your computer as well. So if you do take photos, you can upload your camera photos and utilize their tools as well. And then the other one is Snapseed, which is really amazing to do those fine tuning. So like mini Photoshop on your phone, which is really cool.
Excellent. What else?
The big talked about, I would say, would be the hashtags. This is a big one. Just a little. I'll go a little bit.
No,
I could have a whole episode about it. But just remember that hashtags are not dead, and they are very important. Do definitely include them.
Maybe explain a little bit first what the purpose of them is, and how to go about finding them.
So a hashtag is a searchable word or term or phrase sometimes that people can look up within the search bar within Instagram, and they will stumble across your photo within a group of that. So, for example, if I were to search, would be a good example, like small business, Basic Bananas would show up within that feed of other small business posts, and we hope to... Your goal is to dominate that feed, and hopefully people can find you when they're searching, oh, small business, and then they find Basic Bananas, and now you have somebody following you.
Yeah. And so how does a business know which hashtags to use? Because obviously that's one way to grow your community, to use the right hashtags.
Hashtags are amazing. So the best way is you really just have to research. There's no actual, like, plain blueprint to do it. You really have to research, see what maybe your competitors are using, or see what businesses that, you know, within your niche, what they're using, and what you can add to your photos as well. And try to be a little bit more creative rather than so like flat. So say, for example, instead of just putting business, working, you know, very short hashtags, you want to look for something that maybe, like That's Darling is a really small niche community of like women entrepreneurs, which is a really great niche one.
Are there any websites where they can look up some hashtags? Because I think it's pretty much, you know, a really good trick to do this actually is to even just make a list of your keywords. You know, like this is pretty much very similar to optimizing your website with keywords, is to use the same keywords and key phrases as hashtags. That's how you become searchable.
Yes. I actually found a lot of really great hashtags just from Twitter, seeing what people utilize on Twitter, and then also utilizing that on Instagram.
Exactly.
There's not a specific website, unfortunately. That would be really great. Another tool I would definitely recommend is checking out Instagram's blog. They actually have a blog online, and they really talk about hashtags a lot more, and they also share a hashtag that businesses or anybody can use once a week, and they're really cool communities that you can share pictures with them.
Excellent.
Are there any other ways that you use to grow the community or that you would recommend? Because with yes. Facebook, for example, we need to do Facebook advertising. That's one of the ways to grow a community. I think Instagram, you can still sort of do some other strategies by liking and commenting things. What are your favorite strategies?
So one of my favorite strategies is resharing content. So encouraging your followers to use your hashtag or to tag you and share their content. And, you know, maybe they don't even like tag you necessarily, but making sure that if there's an awesome photo you love that somebody aligns with your brand, you could, you know, screenshot that, reshare it, and be able to say their name in the comments, like, this photo was taken by blah, blah, blah.
And that's actually a way to create your content too.
Yes,
which
absolutely.
You use a lot of that we use a lot, and
yes.
It's legal. So, you know,
yes.
Some business owners ask, but can I just take someone else's content? No, you can't just take it. But if you say this picture is taken by Basic Bananas, then it's almost an honor. Like, it's almost like, oh, they shared our image, right?
It's really exciting, and it's exciting for them too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also to encourage other people to
mm-hmm.
reshare our content.
Mm-hmm.
It's another, you know, it's just this awesome community of sharing and resharing and building your beautiful feed.
Exactly. What else? Are there any other ways to grow? So resharing, liking other people's comments.
Yes. Just being authentic. You know, there are definitely apps and robots that you can hire that can just comment and like for you. But the best thing is do the commenting for you and be that real voice and answering questions that people have. Because you'll have people that are going to ask questions and just mentioning and doing the app, mention their name and responding to whatever they have. You know, even with an emoji, people will not forget that, I promise you. And they will keep coming back and they will keep commenting and being part of your community.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as you mentioned, if you do use one of these robots that does the liking and commenting for you, maybe use one that doesn't comment.
Yes.
Because we have seen other businesses sort of use those robots and then there's sometimes appropriate comments or inappropriate images.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you don't really want a robot commenting on your behalf, really.
Yes. And Instagram will actually, over time, lock you out of your account. They will restrict you if you're using a robot. They know the commenting. So if you get too many spam flags, you can get restricted out of your account.
Yeah, which has happened, I think, for some businesses. Excellent. Do you have more things that you want to share?
I think those are my main points. I just want to, like, wrap up by really sharing valuable content in the sense of educating, inspiring. Is just that content will do you so well. Your audience is going to be so interactive with you. You can, you know, educate them and be the go-to in your niche, in your area. And then also, how can you educate them and answer the questions before they even ask them?
Yeah, it's such a great way to engage your community and your audiences. Now, of course, for product businesses, this also works so well, even for sales.
Yes.
We have a lot of our customers that sell products, whether it's fashion or homewares or anything like that, works so well to even just sell that directly through Instagram by saying, hey, here's our new collection, go and have a look, and you can drive sales like crazy.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks again. Thanks for sharing your hot Instagram tips.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll have you back for a future episode on either Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or any of these social channels. Thanks again. And for you, listener, thank you so much for listening in. As always, if you find this podcast beneficial, we would absolutely love to have your review on iTunes. That would just totally make our day, and we might even send you a gift if you send us a screenshot of your review. And if not, then just keep spreading the word and keep listening in, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.